Number 5 Nottoway Valley was undefeated up until Thursday night when they lost a conference foe Martinsdale St. Mary's 58-56 and a tight stalemate in the fourth quarter. Head coach Brian Eisbach wanted to see a better defensive performance in the second half that reflected that in the first half. The Wolverine defense was so good in the first half that they held the Blue Devils to just 15 points and led 32-15 in a game that looked like it was going to be all Nottoway Valley. But unfortunately for them, it was not.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, a tale of two halves. First half, we showed, in my opinion, a lot of dominance, and we controlled, the boards and found good shots. And then there were times in the second half where you could feel the momentum switch. Obviously, it was a home game for them, so we're on the road, and it's a loud gym. And I felt like we got a little passive on offense at times and didn't get as good a looks or didn't hit the ones that we did get, and then they'd take it down and drive and kick, and we did a poor job of contesting threes that we did a much better job in the first half. So, hats off to them. They're a really good team, and we love to have that one back, but that's not how it works. So we'll just have to learn from it and obviously not let that define the remainder of our season, which we have a lot of season left.
One player who stood out overall for Nottoway Valley was Izzy Eisbach, who knocked down 29 points on a rolled ankle on the night. She kept the Wolverines in it and was able to keep the ball controlled on the offensive side, even if she wanted to have tighter control.
I thought she picked and chose in the first half and parts of the second when to attack. She'd be the first to tell you that her passing was off last night. They did a really good job of guarding our rolls to the basket, and proud of her. She rolled her ankle at the end of the first half and battled through it, came back, got taped, and came back in the second half. Obviously, we're more about the team and less about the individual, but proud of Izzy and what she did. We just scored two fewer points than they did at the end.
The game on Thursday came all the way down to the end as All-State guard Lindsay Davis, who knocked in 18 points on the night, fouled out of the game with 3 minutes left. All the defensive focus then went to Eisbach as the Blue Devils were able to control the hoop and the offensive tempo.
We had to handle some adversity. Lindsay Davis, All-State guard for us, goes out with 3 minutes left, fouls out. I kind of felt like they then cued a little bit more of their attention to Izzy, and I think we'll learn from that, and that everybody else on the floor still has to continue to be a threat and step up and take advantage of angles and attacking when we can. And again, we'll work on that. We'll get better for that. But we have to convert on offense, and our defense has to be a lot more disciplined.
On Saturday morning, the Wolverines will be traveling to the Mid-America Center for the MAC shootout against Underwood. The Eagles are led by Elizabeth Jacobson in scoring with 14.7 points per game, while she also leads the team in rebounds per game with 7 this season. If Nottoway Valley halts the momentum of Jacobson, they limit the offensive threat of the Eagles.
It is. We're leaving at 6 a.m. We've got a lot of kids that have been sick. Had a few injuries here and there, so for us, really, it's going to be attention to detail. Obviously, they've got a very good post player in Jacobson, and we're going to have to mind her, but also mind the fact that they have some good shooters as well. So it's going to be an interesting matchup for us. A little bit different style of play than we're used to or that we like to do. So for us to do what we need to do, we're going to have to rebound and play solid defense.
Nottoway Valley wakes up bright and early to take on Underwood this Saturday at 9 a.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.